Unit 14. Recording 18. Exam practice. Listening, part 4. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about cooking. Look at task 1. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H the person who is speaking. Now look at task 2. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H what each speaker is expressing. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
By the time I get home after a hard day at work, and with the prospect of a long evening of preparation and marking ahead of me, the last thing I want to do is spend a lot of time in the kitchen. I live on my own, so dinner isn't a time to talk and relax, unless I've got friends round, which usually happens just at the weekend. I just tend to grab a sandwich or microwave a ready meal and eat it while I'm watching the news on TV or working. If I want good food, there are some pretty decent restaurants around here, although I don't go out to eat all that often.
Speaker 2.
Even when I'm travelling abroad, I'd rather go somewhere that serves the kind of food I'm used to having at home. Steak and chips, maybe a burger or a pizza and things like that. Sometimes this gets to be a bit of a problem if I'm transporting stuff to somewhere off the beaten track and there's only places that serve local food. If I don't know the place I'm going to, somewhere I haven't been to before, I'll generally take a lot of food from home to keep me going for a few days, and then I eat in the cab rather than eat out. I prefer it that way.
Speaker 3.
When I was training, I lived at home and my mum did all the cooking unless she was away from home. She really enjoys it, so she didn't mind. Now I realise I should have paid more attention to what she was doing. But she's offered to lend me some recipe books and give me some tips, so that will really help. But just now, I'm rushed off my feet. I'm working in the accident and emergency department, and we have to do long hours and night shifts every other week. If I wasn't so busy, I'd certainly like to cook more. Hopefully, things will be less frantic when I get moved to the children's ward at the end of the year.
Speaker 4.
I went off to France for a year after I finished school and really got hooked on good food and cooking during the time that I was there. Now, unless I've got lectures first thing in the morning, I generally go down to the market to get the best quality stuff. It's a real experience shopping there. None of us living in the flat has got a lot of money to spare, but you can get some fantastic bargains at some of the stalls. Then in the evening, I generally cook for my flatmates. They're pretty appreciative, and if they enjoy what I've cooked, well, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Speaker 5.
I'm at home most of the time, and I don't have a set pattern of work. If the writing's going well, I might just work through from 8 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon without taking a break, unless the sun's shining, and then I might go out for a walk, probably in the park across the road. This means that I tend not to eat regularly, and sometimes I forget to buy anything in the shops. So I'll often go out and get a takeaway or something late in the day. There are plenty of places close by. Not very nutritious, I realize, but it's difficult if you've got deadlines to meet.
Now listen to part 4 again.